to Breakthrough Entertainment Superhero Show right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdos, some tense music going on. Joseph, what's this song?
It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the Man of Steel.
Really? Okay.
Hans Zimmer's score for Man of Steel.
Oh, he's great, Hans Zimmer.
Yes. So, you know, since we're talking a little bit about DC now, of course, Avengers is, of course, Marvel, but DC, they have some great superheroes as well. There's Batman, Superman, The Flash. Let's talk to someone from The Flash. We have on actor Patrick Sabongi. He plays one of the characters from The Flash on the CW. Thank you so much for joining us, Patrick.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. How are you guys doing today?
Great, great. We had you on last year for your role in Godzilla, but now you are playing
Captain David Singh.
Excellent.
One and only.
Yes, yes. And so we need to start by asking you a little bit about the tie between Godzilla and Avengers. Of course, there's two actors who tie both of those together, Elizabeth Olsen and... Quicksilver, I forget his name.
Oh, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Aaron Taylor Johnson, yes. So did you?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Did you have any time with them in Godzilla?
Aaron and I got to work together quite a bit actually on Godzilla.
Excellent, excellent. But he did. He moved a lot. I mean, it's interesting that you got to work with two people who are very, very fast now, right?
Who are very, very fast.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I think that's my thing. I'm the support team for the fast guys.
Yes. But so tell us a little bit about The Flash. I mean, your character, so what kind of research went into, did the CW have you look into the comics? I mean, is this a very strictly by the book character?
No, it's not, and that's what I love about it. I mean, some of the same creative minds behind the, some of the more popular incarnations of the Flash stories are also the guys that are running the CW show, right? So Andrew Kreisberg and Jeff Johns are some of the originators of the original storylines. And so in terms of research going into it, I think everybody who got an opportunity to read for it kind of went back into their old comic book collections and or onto, the fan sites to try to catch up and cram on as much of the Flash history as possible. But when it came time to working up our own storylines, they made it pretty clear that that we were going to reinvent a lot of these things, that all of the original storylines, the original characters and relationships, those we were going to honor them as much as we could, but we were given enough freedom to create our own characters and to discover the stories anew. And Jeff and Andrew said more than once, we made it up the first time, we can make it up again. So it's not strictly by the book, but it very much has that same spirit and it comes from the same, creative impetus.
Wow, excellent, excellent. Now, did you get the scripts much in advance? I mean, because there's a lot of secrecy. Because we spoke with the voice actor, Roger Craig Smith, on behalf of Avengers Assemble and Batman Unlimited, Animal Instincts. Mm-hmm. And he was telling us, he couldn't tell us too much because there's so much secrecy. So how much secrecy is involved in The Flash?
Quite a bit. I mean, there is a lot. Some storylines... some storylines, even while we're participating in them, we don't know how they're going to play out. Sometimes they lead us to believe that they don't know either and they're just waiting to see how it plays out. And sometimes you get the sense that they've got an idea of where they're going with this, but they don't want to let the cat out of the bag. So we would get scripts. It changes, 22 episodes over the season. Sometimes we get 3 or 4 episodes in advance. Sometimes, we're wrapping up one episode and just kind of chomping at the bit to get tomorrow's work. There were times that we literally didn't get the scripts until the night before.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, Patrick, a little off topic. You know, you were born and raised in Montreal. Are you a Montreal Canadiens fan?
I am. And in fact, I'm back in Montreal right now working on something else. So even if I wasn't, I'd have to say I was.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
But I am. But I am. I'm a Habs fan. Best luck to all the to the Lightning fans out there. But last night was an anomaly. I think the Habs will get back on track.
I think it'll be a great series, without a doubt. And it's good to see the Canadians successful again. They've obviously that great history that they've had.
I know. And so much of it has been marred lately, you know, in terms of Canadian hockey teams doing well with you know, the après game hooliganism and whatnot. But, you know, hopefully we can get back to focusing on some winning hockey.
Absolutely.
Now, Patrick, you mentioned that you're back in Montreal working on something, on another project. Are you able to share with us what that is?
I don't know. I don't think I can.
That's fine.
Like, it all came... It all happened so quickly, and I got zipped over here late last week, and I haven't even really had time to get, you know, we used to get our publicity briefing as to what we can and can't say, and I haven't had that briefing yet, and I don't want to cross any lines, but that's, it's going to be awesome. That's all
okay.
I can say.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm sure we'll have you on again to promote that project, whatever it is, as well.
Sure. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, and so, you know, with the Flash, you know, so... There's a few more episodes left this season, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's
right. Are you able to share with us any hints on that?
Where are we?
And
at?
We don't want you to reveal too, you know, too much. We understand the secrecy involved and everything, but anything to look forward to, at least in terms of your character.
Well, I really dig. I mean, we do get to see a bit more of my character, and I think, you know, in terms of my own personal storyline and his personal relationships, we kind of gain a little bit more insight into that, and we kind of touched on, you know, in last week's episode, the fact that, you know, David's getting married, and he's got a lot of anxiety leading up to that. I mean, I am going to say that a lot of stuff that gets set up this season is going to carry over into next season. So, you know, we're going to see evolution. We're going to see, you know, the storylines move forward. But there's definitely, you know, a lot of that stuff gets carried over into next season.
Okay, excellent. Well. Excellent. And, I mean, it is a runaway hit. That's excellent.
Nice.
Did you...
Joseph's the king of the jokes.
I know, you know, the segues and the jokes. Right. Should I tell him one of my jokes from earlier? No, probably not.
No, we don't want Patrick to hang up.
Tortillas.
Yeah.
But it is a big success for CW. I mean, everyone loves Arrow, and, of course, now they've done a couple of crossover episodes as well. And,
yeah,
I mean, CW is the home for superheroes now, isn't it?
It is, and I love that they've kind of taken on that role. And, I mean, there's a lot of reasons I'm really glad CW has picked up that torch. I think the way they treat the stories and the way they... you know, they fearlessly put these characters out there that kind of, you know, go a little bit against the grain. They push the envelope as to what's acceptable in mainstream television. You know, I love the fact that how much cultural diversity we have in The Flash, how much social diversity we have, and there's, you know, different sexual orientations, and there's all these different, you know, racial and cultural dynamics. And I think... the superhero world has always been a great supporter of that, and I'm really excited that CW has kind of taken on these properties and is continuing that tradition of kind of breaking social boundaries.
Now, Patrick, growing up, who would you say was your favorite superhero, besides The Flash, of course, and and the reasons why?
You know, I gotta say I loved Batman, not just because he's another DC guy, but yeah. I loved Batman. But I think that the hero that I kind of identified with was Punisher.
Oh, I like him.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And there's just something about how, and I don't know if I identify with it personally, but there's something about how much pain personally he was in and how tormented he was, and that a lot of the justice he was seeking. Came from like a certain darkness and an edge, you know? And I think, and I guess Batman has a lot of those same characteristics, but I always felt like the brighter, more colorful daytime Superman-y kind of heroes, they were fine from afar, but I didn't feel them as much. I didn't feel the emotional impact of them as much. But like Punisher was just so tormented, and I kind of identified with that sense of like, there's so much injustice in the world, and it makes me mad, and that's why I'm going to, you know, get justice.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a very down to earth superhero. I like both of the Punisher films. Did you?
I didn't mind the Dolph Lundgren one, and but I still think I still think there's fertile ground to re-explore Punisher now. I think film and TV has a better handle on darkness now. And although I did enjoy them, I still think, you know, we're ripe for maybe another Punisher.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And so, and now we know we can't talk about some projects of yours, but is there anything else aside from Flash that you're that you'd like to promote?
Well, you know, just before coming out here to Montreal, I worked on a feature film called Interrogation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I don't know if there's any wrestling fans out there, but I co-star in that one with Edge. As a member, nice. Adam Copeland.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a WWE star. He kind of picked up the torch after the Hulk Hogan days. And he's an actor now, and he's awesome. And we just did this film together, Interrogation, that kind of pits us against each other. You know, and I play this suspected bomber who's kind of taken the city by hostage by planting all these bombs. And he's a super interrogator who tries to get to the bottom of my plot. And we shot that over, you know, 3 weeks in Vancouver, and it was an amazing experience, and it's full of action, and he's incredible to work with, and I'm actually really excited to see how that's received and how it comes together.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And now, of course, we want to make sure that everyone knows when The Flash is on. It's on Tuesday nights on the CW, correct?
That's correct.
And there's I show 3 episodes coming up. Grodd Lives on May 5th, Rogue Air on May 12th, and Fast Enough on May 19th. So we want to make sure that everyone tunes in for each and every one of those. And you know, we'd love to have you again back on Breakthrough Entertainment again to promote the other project that we can't talk about, and to talk further about The Flash, because as you said, your character and all the characters on Flash are going to develop and. And we really look forward to seeing what CW has planned.
Yeah, and there's lots of incredible, spectacular surprises in store next season, and I can't wait to see how those come together as well. So thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Thank you, actor Patrick Sabangi. You know, it's the second time we've spoken with you, and you know, have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Yeah, thank you so much, Patrick. Bye. And yeah, definitely great stuff there with The Flash and last couple episodes this season. So definitely pay close attention to that.
Yeah, Tuesday nights on the CW. So continue to check that out. And we've got some more exciting things coming up in our next couple segments. Of course, we still have to preview some of the upcoming superhero movies that are coming out, Marvel and DC mm-hmm. as well. Of course, I'm very excited about our next segment. It's going to be actor William Daniels, Captain Nice, a.k.a. Mr. Feeny.
Yes.
I don't know if they're the same character. We'll have to ask him. But one's back in the 60s and one's back in the 90s, Boy Meets World.
Right, absolutely. The thing is, there's so many memorable roles that William Daniels has had. Yeah. Our generation, it's Boy Meets World. You know, other generations, you know, The Graduate, you know, John Adams he played. And what's interesting, John Adams High was
yeah.
where he was the principal teacher. It seemed like he was Corey Matthews' teacher and then principal like every year. So amazing how that worked out.
And he's going to be on Girl Meets World, new season. That starts very soon.
Absolutely.
I think he was on one episode this past season.
Right,
last summer.
Now more of a role.
Yeah, now he's got a more mm-hmm. of a role. And so that, you know, I'm looking forward to talking with him further about that. So, of course, we heard from Man of Steel.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard from The Dark Knight.
Not yet.
Right? Well, now we get
you
to...
You will now.
Hans Zimmer, same composer.
Where is she?
Where is she? Who?
You know, or where
she
is
Hulk?
She?
Yeah. Hulk? Oh. Dark Knight. Dark Knight.
Yeah, where's the Joker?
I don't know.
Yeah. But great stuff. William Daniels will be joining us after our break. Let's talk about Captain Nice. This is 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment Superhero Show. We'll be right back.